Good afternoon. Thank you so much for calling our Top Fiber. My name is CJ, with whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
My name's Robert.
Hi, Robert. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing all right. What can I do for you today?
I'm wanting to know if I could do it on the phone rather than online and set up an appointment to get the internet. So I already did the whole run through like a couple months ago, and you guys said you would be in my area. I saw you guys over the summer putting lines up out on my street, and they said they were coming my way soon. So I did the thing and said I needed a $50 deposit. So I just wanted to see how far out you guys were right now, if we could set something up and get it moving forward.
Absolutely. Let's take a look. What is your service address, please?
20 Ulster Landing Road in Kingston, New York.
All right, let's take a look. And just bear with me as I locate it.
Yeah.
There we go. All right, yeah, so it does show that the earliest in-service date would be for next week. Next Friday, actually.
Okay, great. Did I lose you?
Nope, I'm still here, so just bear with me.
Okay, I got a little
and were you
pause.
Sorry. Yeah, nope, I was just trying to get to the next portion for the setup. Now, as far as the plans go, are you aware of which one you would like?
Yeah, I'm just looking for the, I think it's the $69.99, just internet service only.
For the 1 gig? Okay. Yeah, that would be $69.99 if you sign up for auto pay and the paperless billing.
And what would be the next one up? What do you have? Do you have anything higher than 1 gig?
We do. We have the 2 gig for normally it's $99.99, but with the auto pay and paperless billing with your checking account, it would be $89.99.
All right. Do you think the 1 gig is pretty sufficiently fast?
I would say so. I mean, it really depends on what you're doing with your internet. If you're, like, gaming or anything like that, oftentimes, you know, it would be better to have the 2 gig.
Okay. Now, if I got either of the two, how hard would it to be to upgrade or downgrade? Is this something you can do over the phone?
Yeah, you can do it over the phone or even online.
Okay. Yeah, what we mostly do, my two sons are gamers, but they keep their computers plugged into the Ethernet, into the modem, and my wife and I, we just use two TVs and our cell phones and stuff like that for Wi-Fi. Other than that, you know, it's not a whole lot going on, but they're always upstairs and doing their gaming stuff, cursing and swearing.
Absolutely, especially if they're playing Call of Duty, then I can definitely understand that one.
Yeah, they're into the Call of Duty and the Fortnite crap, and I don't know. I just don't get it. But
my daughter's heavy into Fortnite, and then I myself play Call of Duty. My whole house is just nothing but gamers.
Yeah, let me tell you, these guys are in their 20s now.
Yeah.
When they were 16, I think it was, they actually met in an online chat. I don't know if you ever heard of Chief Keef, the rapper.
I have.
Well, they got on with him, and the rest is history. Since then, they've been out to California 3 or 4 times at his house, and in a whole big group, gaming group going on with them. I mean,
that has to be pretty amazing, though.
Almost
to, like, meet, like, one of your heroes. And, yeah, that's got to be pretty amazing, though.
Yeah. So, you know what? Let's just start, because right now we have Spectrum. And it's not fiber optic, you know, and it's work, as far as we're concerned, it's working good. Them on their gaming end, when we first moved in, it was working pretty good. And then they got their tantrum moments where it's shitty, it's lagging, it's this, it's that. So I think we'll start with the 1 gig.
The 1 gig and then possibly upgrade later on? Sure.
Yeah, because I'm thinking if it works good, leave it alone. If not, it's just a phone call or a finger touch away, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
But that's still pretty cool, though.
Yeah.
And then approximately how large is your home in square footage? This kind of helps us determine whether a Wi-Fi extender is necessary or recommended.
It's two levels. I think we're just about 1,500 square feet.
That's not bad. We do recommend about one extender for that size of home, but it's also included in your price.
All right.
So right now with our promotion, we're including one Wi-Fi extender as well as your modem and router.
Okay.
And then were you going for home phone service?
No.
Okay.
I had my home phone for 28-9 years, and then when we moved, they wouldn't allow us to keep the number, and then we just ended up doing away with it.
Oh, that's horrible. They should have at least allowed you to keep it.
Yeah, and the funny thing is, when we moved, the phone was ringing. The number worked while we were there, but they said we couldn't have it in that area. I was like, it's working.
Yeah, that's kind of strange, isn't it? Like.
Yeah, it is. But you know what? Everybody's using
cell phones nowadays, yeah.
Nobody really uses the landline. The older people, like, I'm a contractor, so I do a lot of, home remodeling, and you get the elderly 70s and 80s. Thank God I have that home phone in case the power goes out and this and that. And
well, unfortunately, now home phones actually go based off the internet, so if they lose power to their modem or router,
right,
it's not going to work.
Right. Exactly.
However, if they do have a battery backup with our service, then at that point, if their modem and router are connected to a generator or something that's providing power, even if the power goes out, we would actually still be providing internet because we have hospital grade or higher generators at all of our substations.
Oh, not kidding. Nice.
So that's always kind of nice so that you're not stuck bored for days on end if a hurricane makes its way up.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I do have a generator in the garage, but I would have to pull it out, fire it up, and just hook up the necessities. Probably, if you had the internet, that would probably definitely be an option. And then refrigerator and some lights and stuff like that. But hopefully,
absolutely,
it'll never happen.
Hopefully, I mean, one can hope.
Yeah.
But yeah, okay. So, do you own or rent your property? I know it sounds silly,
but we rent.
So you rent your property?
Yes.
Oh, do you have the property owner's name and phone number by chance? Because we do need that.
His name is Pat Gallagher. And I got to pull his name up out of my contacts.
And that would be Gallagher, right?
Yes.
Okay, just making sure.
Okay, it's 845-532-7461.
Perfect. And how are your current utility wires feeding your home, such as Central Hudson? I can't speak today, don't mind me. But the way that Central Hudson feeds the power to your home, is it in the air or is it underground?
It's in the air.
Okay, perfect. And then is your billing address different than your service address?
No, we get mail there, but I have a P.O. box, too, but it's fine to get it right there at the house.
All right, perfect. And so how do I spell your first name, please?
Robert.
Mm-hmm. And last name?
And last name is Graneieri.
Okay, perfect. I mean, I figured the Robert was kind of typical, but you never know nowadays.
Yeah.
I mean, I've had some interesting spellings for common names.
Oh, yeah. My son's got friends. One calls himself David. I'm like, it's David. And the other one calls himself Tomas. I'm like, it's Thomas.
Right? Like, you know where that whole thing kind of happened, though, was that Key and Peele skit that they did?
Oh, yeah.
A-A-Ron. That's actually a running joke with my friend Aaron.
Yeah, we got a couple of them, too.
So it's just really funny because we're like, hey, Aaron.
Yeah.
Hey, Aaron is in the house. So I just thought that
now,
that was
kind of
funny.
Now, you have to call Pat Gallagher?
So we won't I mean, we would reach out when it's closer so that we can get the...
He's a little bit of a pain in the ass to get in touch with. If he sees a random number like this come up, most people are just going to ignore it thinking it's a solicitation.
Yeah. I mean, we do leave voicemails, though, so if he checks the voicemail, then he should be golden, as far as that goes. So, I mean, I don't see the issue with him returning our call, at least, but I will make a note, if necessary, with regards to may not answer 800 numbers.
Right.
Okay, and what is the best email address for you, please, Robert?
ROBGNR, the letter G, the letter N, the letter R, at iCloud.com.
Okay. So that is ROBGNR at iCloud.com?
Correct.
Okay. Just making sure. This will also be your username to log into your online account.
Okay.
Just so that you know. And then the primary phone number you'd like on the account, please.
This one, 845-616-6290.
Perfect. Is there a secondary phone number you'd like me to add?
You could put my wife's, I guess, 845-443-9694.
Perfect. And how did you want us to contact you prior to your installation and for any future notifications regarding your account?
You could do it either by call or text on that first.
Text is usually the best because with text messaging, what can happen is we are able to notify you with important information such as your install appointments, updates about your order status, and billing updates. And then by opting in to receive those text messages, you're also able to confirm your installation appointment. So we don't send any advertisements on your cell phone unless you were to authorize that. And you can opt out at any time through your account portal and receive communication via email or phone call. Now, this is a general thing, but message and data rates may apply.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, perfect. Perfect. Okay, and do you know if you previously did the credit check?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
And I asked for a $50 deposit.
Okay, no worries. I'm just going to go ahead and pull that real quick, just so that we can have that listed.
Yeah, that whole COVID thing, when I was, you know, a contractor, I couldn't go to work in anybody's house. I lived on my savings and credit cards, and my credit took a shit, went from over 700 something and plummeted.
Yeah, I know. It was hard for a lot of people. It was really rough. I remember when I was younger, I was going to college, and I no longer had support, and I had to open a credit card for me to just make it to class.
Yeah.
Sure enough, they kind of messed mine up.
Yeah,
so I completely understand. Of course. So I'm pulling that up right now so that that way I can show in the application or the sign up sheet that we already did the credit check.
I'm just backing up here to hear the chimes.
No worries. So it looks like on the 14th it was done, right?
Yeah, I can't be sure. I think I did it more than once.
Yeah, I see three, actually. So I figured out the reason why it was asking for that $50 deposit is because you have a freeze on your account, on your Experian credit file.
Oh, is it frozen?
Yeah, so we would need the PIN, if you know it.
I don't know it.
Okay.
I haven't been on that in so long.
Yeah, no, you're good. Oftentimes, they tend to send some paperwork with regards to it as well, which could very well also contain that PIN. Okay, so that's probably the reason for that.
Yeah, I used to be, I had a subscription with Experian. I had a monthly, and I paid monthly by them to give me credit updates and credit scores and reports and all that stuff. And then I just let it lapse, so I haven't had it in forever. And then when the credit actually went down, I just, at that point, I was like, yeah, who gives a shit? But I didn't know that it still had a freeze on it. I still get monitoring. I got that free credit sesame thing where they also send you alerts and stuff like that. But
so that would be the reason why it's asking for the deposit. Did you want to contact Experian or look for the PIN and continue later on so that you don't, there's a possibility that you don't have to do the $50 deposit, or did you want to just skip it?
Let's just do it. It'll be easier at this point.
Just to do the $50 deposit?
Yeah, they've been driving me nuts for weeks. Dad, did you call them yet? Did you call them yet?
Okay, no worries.
I promised them that I'll do it today.
No worries. That's completely understandable. Okay, so now with the auto pay and paperless billing, did you want to sign up for it to get the $10 off where we use your checking account?
I'm gonna use a debit for the $50 deposit, and let me give you. I gotta go in again to my app for the.
Okay, because when it charges the $50, it usually goes for the same way that you set up the auto pay.
Okay, because I didn't want to do it on the same one.
No, that's okay. I will, you know what? We are going to do this. Okay. So we're able to do it on the credit or debit card for the $50 deposit, and then I can just go back in and set up the auto pay, or you can do it on the website if you'd like. Up to you.
Okay. That'll be even better, yeah.
Okay, so let's go ahead with the card number whenever you're ready.
It is. Oh, God, my eyes are getting worse by the minute. 512-332-7-2979-9294.
Okay, the three digits?
11, the three digits, 196.
And then the expiration, please.
1127.
Okay. And then the card is in your name?
Mine and my son, Jan.
Okay. Is there a middle initial?
J.
Okay.
And A.
And then the billing zip, is it to the home address?
On the card?
Yes.
I think the card is still set up for the old address. I don't think it was switched over. That, do you need just a zip code or?
Just a zip code.
12589.
Okay. All right, perfect. So that's been processed. Is there any information about your property that we should be aware of when it comes to
No.
installing? Like anything
No,
that's
that's
buried,
it.
like gas lines, maybe a septic tank in the front, or
No.
okay.
Everything's in the back. The house is probably only about 20 something feet off the road. The driveway's right on the side where the power lines are coming in and the internet lines are coming in.
And so they're all aerial,
And
is that correct?
yeah, it's all very simple, easy access. Nothing buried, no trees, nothing in the way. Now, let me ask you
Okay.
this. You guys are fiber optic, obviously. What happens with the coaxial that's already in the house? Do you guys run a new fiber
We
optic
run a
line
new
from
fiber
your.
optic line, yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, so
Yeah,
it
I figured
essentially.
those old lines wouldn't work because they're not fiber optic.
Yeah, so we don't like connect to the coaxial because coaxial is significantly slower. Plus there's, I mean, it's kind of a newer technology too, so it would be significantly more difficult for us to do that, especially when it's kind of like DSLR at that point, or DSL, sorry, not DSLR. DSLR is a camera.
Yeah, I used to have that fight when it was Spectrum. I forget what the hell their name was before Spectrum.
Oh, Time Warner.
Yeah, I used to bitch with them all the time. I used to say, "You guys, back where we used to live, we had underground wire that came from the road to the house." And I used to tell them, "You guys are promoting and marketing total digital internet, blah blah blah," and I said all these old coaxial lines underground that go to the house are shit. So how does it turn it? You know what I mean? It's like you're putting in
Right.
this and downgrading it to an old wire. It doesn't make sense.
Exactly. And it's just kind of crazy at that point because, well, it's a bit of an older technology, so to speak.
Yeah, definitely.
So that's where we're trying to come in and, just kind of update everything in a sense, I guess is the word that I'm looking for.
Right. Well, like I said, we don't have, like, we have coaxial outlets coming out of the living room and all the bedrooms, but all our stuff right now is hooked up to Wi-Fi. We don't even use them anyway. So it would
Okay.
probably be just the main line coming in that feeds the modem, and the router is probably going to be that, just about
Yeah, and I
entirely.
mean, we typically follow where Spectrum already was. So, like, we'll just kind of run the cable alongside of it. You get to
Right.
choose where you want the modem as long as, like, the tech will determine, the best placement for it and kind of suggest it to you. But ultimately, it is your decision as to where you want it.
Yeah.
So I am putting in that you will need the one Wi-Fi extender possibly, due to the kids gaming.
Yeah, because the other thing is we get zero cell phone service at my house, and
Yeah.
we have to keep our phones hooked to Wi-Fi.
Oh yeah, that's completely understandable. All right, so you are all set. When next week, what we will do is we will give you a call next Friday to set up your installation appointment, if that's okay with you.
Okay. Yeah, that's perfect.
Okay, because at the moment, like although it is only a week away for your in-service date, we still need the time to go ahead and run the fiber line on the outside to get it
Right.
set up for you to have your install.
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay. Other than that,
All right.
was there anything else that I could possibly help with today?
Nope, that'll be all.
All right. Well, Robert, welcome to the family, and I'm glad that we were able to get you at least into the system and set up. Is there any other
Forward to it.
questions? Because if there's anything else that you think of, you can definitely reach out to us, and we'd be more than happy to answer anything that you have.
No, I think we got all the bases covered. We can always add or take away or upgrade or downgrade on the phone. That's all that matters.
Yeah, exactly. And calling us oftentimes is the easiest way to go ahead and get some things done as far as that goes. And then It will take a little while for you to show up in our main system for us to set up the auto pay with your checking account. You should receive
Okay.
two emails. One would be the confirmation of your order, and the other one would be the invitation to sign into your Archtop Fiber online account. Because again, the email
Okay.
that you provided me would be your
Username, and I just got to set up a password.
correct. So there is a link in the email that you'll be receiving for you to go ahead and get into the account initially. That link does expire after 24 hours,
Okay.
just so
All right.
that you're aware.
All right, perfect.
Okay. So definitely get that done as soon as possible. That way you don't have to worry about it later on, or I'm guilty of forgetting all
Yeah.
the time. So.
Yep. All right, well, I'll make it happen.
All right, perfect. Well, in that case, thank you so much for calling Archtop Fiber, and I hope you have a fantastic weekend.
You too. Have a good weekend. Thank you.
Thanks. Bye-bye.